Communication for Success. In 2013, Jamie Siminoff appeared on Shark Tank hoping to secure investment for his company, Ring, which had already reached over $1 million in sales. His aim was to grow it into a multi-million dollar business, but the investors turned him down. Fast forward to 2018, and Amazon bought Ring for over $1 billion, making it a massive success. So, what went wrong on Shark Tank? Despite his impressive product, Jamie's communication lacked charisma, a key factor for success. When he introduced himself, his voice rose at the end, making his name sound like a question, a sign of uncertainty. He also missed nonverbal signals from the investors, such as Mark Cuban's mouth shrug when Jamie mentioned his sales, a cue that showed doubt or disinterest. Charisma blends warmth and competence, creating a likable and trustworthy impression. Successful people balance these traits, earning both respect and trust. If you find yourself confident and moving toward your goals, you likely have both. For others, a lack of warmth may mean being respected but excluded socially, while a lack of competence may make you likable but overlooked for promotions. Cues, physical or verbal signals, play a huge role in how others perceive our trustworthiness. To improve, we need to recognize our own cues and understand those of others. Building this awareness can help in various professional settings, whether you're asking for a raise, pitching an idea, or meeting new people. Body language for better connections. In most conversations, people are looking to connect. For example, when your boss assigns a task, they want to feel heard, or when a friend talks about their day, they want to feel understood. A simple way to show this connection is through body language, specifically leaning in. Leaning forward signals that you're listening and engaged, which makes you seem more trustworthy and approachable. It helps build a feeling of partnership and interest. On the other hand, leaning back has the opposite effect. When you lean back, you put physical and emotional space between yourself and the other person, often signaling disagreement or setting a boundary. You might notice that people lean back when they disagree or feel uncomfortable. If you see someone leaning away, consider what might have caused it. Did you say something that made them pull back? Did you invade their personal space? Or, maybe, did you forget a breath mint before the conversation? Paying attention to these cues can help you adjust your approach. And when it comes to using body language for a positive experience, Disney does it better than anyone. How Disney creates a warm welcome. If you've visited a Disney theme park, you probably remember the amazing rides, enchanting castles, or breakfast with Mickey and Minnie. But there's more to why you felt so welcomed. Disney trains every employee in customer communication, from words to body language, to create a welcoming environment. Visual cues are intentionally used to make guests feel at ease. So, when you feel that sense of warmth, it's no accident, it's all planned. Now, consider the head tilt. This is a body language cue that can make you appear more warm and approachable. Tilting your head slightly shows curiosity and interest in what someone is saying, making them feel at ease with you. However, be careful with this gesture when you want to maintain authority in a conversation. A head tilt can expose your neck, signaling vulnerability and potentially being seen as submissive. If someone else tilts their head while talking to you, it's usually a positive sign that they're interested. Just remember that while people pleasers may be nice to have around, they might not always help you reach your goals. Nonverbal cues for connection and disconnection. We've already discussed how leaning in can create a sense of warmth and connection. The opposite of this is leaning away, but there are other signs of disconnection you should watch for. These signs can also help you spot if someone might be lying or feeling anxious. One of these signs is blocking, which can appear in different ways. It might involve covering part of their face, like their mouth or eyes, fidgeting with something like a necklace, or touching the area around their collarbone. It's important to be mindful of your own body movements, as unintentional fidgets might signal fear, anxiety, or a lack of confidence. People often use blocking gestures when they're hiding something, feeling nervous, or reacting to unexpected information. If you notice someone doing this while you're speaking, try to figure out what caused it. It could be that you're about to have an uncomfortable conversation, like addressing an employee's poor performance. Or it could be something unintentional, in which case offering some comfort or giving them space can help smooth things over. Question tone and communication. You might know the reality dating show Love is Blind, where singles talk to each other through a wall and can fall in love without seeing each other. In one season, a couple named Lauren and Cameron got engaged in just 5 days, and 2 years later, they were still happily married. Your voice can greatly affect your success. One study found that doctors with low-rated voice quality were sued more often than those with higher ratings. A key vocal cue to be aware of is question tone. For example, Jamie Siminoff from Ring started his interview poorly by asking his name instead of stating it. When you end statements with a raised pitch, it shows a lack of confidence and makes you seem like you're seeking approval. You can fix this by listening to recordings of yourself and checking for any questioning tone in your statements. If you notice this in others, it might mean they are unsure or not confident. You might even want to be cautious if they are asking for something or seeking more information. Word choice in professional communication. Word choice is crucial when communicating professionally. Charisma, which combines warmth and competence, plays a big role here. Whether you're chatting with a coworker or writing a formal email, how you speak or write matters. Warm language might sound like this: "I really enjoyed the company retreat yesterday. It was so great getting to know you." Confident language could be: "Yesterday, we pitched a project to the client. I'll brief you on the details so we can get started quickly." While the content is important, word choice also makes a difference. You could make the second example warmer by saying, "The client loved our pitch yesterday. I'm excited to work with you on this project, so let's get started." Words like "loved" and "excited" are warmer and more emotional, while words like "brief" and "implement" are a bit colder. The words you choose reflect your intent. One key mistake to avoid is being boring. Boring is the opposite of charisma; it's a lack of personality. No matter how competent you are, if you sound boring, you may remain unnoticed. To avoid this, think about your goal for the conversation and make sure your language matches the right balance of warmth and competence. Power of visual cues. Before David Niall became a comedian, he was just like anyone else trying to find a job. On his first day at a new job, he realized his shirts had shrunk in the dryer. Instead of stressing over it, he decided to roll up his sleeves to hide the short length. This simple action changed how people saw him at work. Rolled up sleeves give the impression that someone is ready to get to work and solve problems, so he was seen as a problem solver, not someone with too short sleeves. Niall had unintentionally created a personal brand. Visual cues like this are used in branding and marketing, but they also apply to how you present yourself. When you choose a specific look, you're essentially branding yourself. The key is to be authentic and intentional, making sure the visuals you choose are something you can stick with. To boost your warmth factor, try playful touches like pins or accessories. If you want to increase your competence factor, colors like blue can help convey calm and professionalism. However, be mindful of unconscious bias when using visual cues. Your appearance can influence how people perceive you. For example, studies show that resumes with names typically associated with white people get more interview calls than those with names linked to black people. Also, attractiveness can impact your salary. So, consider how you dress, decorate your space, and present yourself visually to ensure you're sending the right message. Key points. 1. Leaning in shows warmth and builds trust in interactions. 2. Avoid ending statements with a questioning tone to seem confident. 3. Balance warmth and competence to be likable and respected. 4. Visual cues like attire affect your professional image and impact. 5. Use warm, competent language for effective professional communication. 6. Watch for blocking gestures to gauge emotions and honesty. 7. Be mindful of unconscious behaviors to improve how others perceive you.